Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Welcome back, Sports to the Max. Timberwolves coming up at 8:30. Some heavy topics tonight for good reason. I mentioned earlier I stopped by 38th in Chicago today, and I went to Just Turkey because that's the restaurant that Sam Willis owns, and I've known Sam for many, many years. He's a product of the Minneapolis City school system. His father, Sharif, people know that name. Don Shelby, his mentor over the years, means an awful lot to him as well. And Sam came back and has become an entrepreneur, and before He opened his restaurant about 2 months later. George Floyd lost his life about 60 yards away, which has obviously been in the midst of everything. The good and the bad that's come from shutting down the lanes there and in the streets, etc. He has seen it, and we sat and had a wonderful lunch today and a wonderful visit. And I said, we got to bring some of this stuff to the radio. And Sam, I got to tell you, when you and I were sitting there, and I don't know if you're up to speed on this or not. I talked about it earlier, but this afternoon, a young man, an athlete in the Minneapolis City Conference on the north side, was shot and is in critical condition right now. Laura Oaks alluded to it. I'll give you a little bit more information on it than that. And it sounds like it sounds random and like he was a peer victim. And you hear this stuff, Sam, and you just, you and I were talking about it today. You know, when does it end? How does it end? How do we get our arms around this? And then you hear something like this, and it just tears at your guts. How does it strike you when you hear that? You've grown up in the city your whole life, and you've seen everything the last few years in real time at George Floyd Square.
Yes. You know, it's disheartening to hear that type of thing. You know, like the kids on a school bus and someone shooting at a school bus and, you know, striking someone. It's just unfortunate that these type of things is happening. And we got young kids that's, you know, subjected to this type of stuff because they don't have anything to do. Like, you know, they don't have any activities. They don't have no park centers to go to. Overall the community is just letting them down.
I've heard that time and time again that we need more opportunities for kids to do more things. If they were able to open it up, community centers, schools, whatever it is, would the kids gravitate to it automatically? Or, you know, where are those kids at right now? Are they just can't wait to get involved in something like that? Or do we have to recruit them to be active? Where are we at with that?
We probably have to recruit them because we lack a lot of mentors. You know, I've been fortunate enough to have Don Shelby as my mentor. We need more mentors in the community, someone they can look up to, someone that can set an example for them. And that's why I opened up the restaurant to show them that we are able to do things that that we thought that we couldn't do. And so that's why we try to provide a different idea, different concepts, and just to provide
Inspiration, the American dream, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Inspiration, you know, because you're trying to provide generational wealth for our children and just provide, you know, different alternatives in the community.
So while we're sitting there today, different people come in and out. Frank Shaw works for, he used to play for the Globetrotters, and then somebody, and you've got this rapport with all the people that come through, kind of a first name basis. Is that what it's like at your place, or is that what it's like at 38th in Chicago? How does that work?
It should be like that at everyone's establishment. We should know everyone by name. You want to know, you want to be familiar, like Cheers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Cheers, you know, Norm, you know, different names, you know, when they come in, you say, Norm.
Yeah, you keep giving me that Norm. Polish turkey, and it's going to be Mike.
Yeah. And people are just going to be welcoming, you know, by name and things like that. And, you know, being that knowledge is a big thing, too, as well.
Explain 38th in Chicago today. I don't want to say we've taken our eye off that ball, but there's been a lot of stuff that's happened in Minneapolis in just the last couple of weeks, Richfield, Minneapolis, and I mentioned today what happened, the two shootings and the one, unfortunately, young student athlete that's in critical condition right now. What does 38th in Chicago feel like? How is it different now than it was 18 months ago?
18 months ago, you know, we had tourists coming all across the country and things. We had people patronizing the business. Now it feels like a third world country. It still feels, you know, empty, as you know, slated today. You know, I try to advocate, you know, for, you know, during the holiday season that we needed lighting in the area to provide, you know, make the area feel comfortable, like uptown Minneapolis. It's just unfortunate that we didn't get a chance to do all these things, and hopefully in the future that the city and the state, you know, they'll listen to me and, you know, try to do a few things that to help also, you know, create the memorial for George, who changed the world. And so we just want to, you know, create a warm and homely environment for the area. Like we were talking today, you know, the carjackings and things like that.
Yeah, explain this to me, the carjackings and who are these people that are behind the carjackings, and, you know, not naming specific names, but you certainly got your finger on the pulse. How are these carjackings happening, and what happens after they carjack someone, and what's the age range of the people?
You know, these are kids. They babies. They can be our children, our grandchildren. And so these guys are, you know, from 14 to 17 years old. They, you know, they're doing carjacking because they don't have no one to look up to. They don't have no one in the home that can inspire them to do different things in their life. And it's unfortunate, you know, these are children. You know, they carjack and they leave the cars in the alleys in the back of different establishments in that area.
So you explained this to me today. So after they carjack someone and they steal the car, they literally, I mean, they find parking lots for this that they come to and from and use the car, huh?
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, they probably use the car for all different, you know, things that not right for the area and things like that. You know, they carjack it. It's just unfortunate.
Sure, and they don't want to park in front of their house, so they find a parking lot where they can, in essence, store it, huh?
Store the cars, exactly. And these are children. And so, like, if we look today, you know, we can't pinpoint the carjacking because these kids had never been incarcerated before. You know, you can't pinpoint it because they're young. They're 14, 15, 16, 17 years old. And so it's hard to find who's doing it because they're so young. And so it's unfortunate, like I mentioned before, they don't have anyone to look up to. They don't have any mentors. No one to look up to and, you know, just create a positive environment for them.
I know this is a big question, but how do we change that? How do we change the role model piece of that?
We need to get more advocates in the community. We need to, you know, create change. You know, it starts, you know, start with the youth. You know, I start at home with my children, my son. I have an 8-year-old. I try to inspire him to do different things. I let him know, you know, open his restaurant for him and let him, you know, tell him this is his restaurant. And so when he goes to school and he tells his teachers, and when I have parent-teacher conference, they said, "Do Dion own a restaurant?" I'm like, "Yes, he does. This is his restaurant."
Because he's been telling the teachers, huh?
Yeah, he's telling the teachers. And so it's great to hear that. Man, and, you know, he speaks highly about his restaurant. I was like, "Who got the best food in the city?" He said, "Just Turkey." And so it was inspiring to just, you know, hear from an 8-year-old and just know we can create positive change starting with the youth.
Explain how it works in terms of, are you scared? You and I were talking about this today, but you know, anybody that's got a business over there, I look at it and I say, they seem vulnerable. Do you feel vulnerable, or do you know enough about the people, and do the people know enough about you that you kind of police for each other?
Yeah, personally, I don't feel vulnerable, but I can understand if someone had a business in that area that didn't know the people or didn't know the area, could feel vulnerable. Like, you know, we was there, you didn't see a police car ride down the street, you didn't see an avalanche, you didn't see a fire truck. And so people can feel vulnerable, and if you didn't know the area, you didn't know no one in the area. And, you know, I've been blessed, you know, I grew up in the area, so I have a lot of different relationships with people in the area, and so that provides, you know, a sense of security.
You know, another thing that I find kind of fascinating is you know, there are gangs. There are gangs in different areas, have different territories for that this gang goes between these two streets and everybody knows it, whatever it is. Can you, as a business owner, can you tell someone that's in a gang? Is it easy to pick up on that?
Yeah, I mean, you can see how you know, how they carry themselves, you know, how they walk and things like that. You can know if they had a gun on them and things like that and things. And so we just try to create a warm environment, so we won't create anything negative to make someone twitch. Or, you know, have a sense, you know, just try to even do a robbery in the area. So we just try to, like I say, we mention people by name. It's good, you know, people feel good when you know them by name and things like that, and you speak upon their name. And just try to create a warm environment for the customers and things like that. So it's unfortunate that we do see that type of thing, and I try to talk to the youth and try to, you know, provide jobs for them. If it ain't in my style, it could be somewhere else. And so I'm a big advocate of that, because I've been helped. You know, like Don was my mentor, we mentioned before, you know, he helped me out so much the way I try to, you know, I've been helped, so I like to help others.
Well, let me ask that generically. If there's people out there listening and they go, you know, I would like to, I don't want to get overwhelmed with the whole classroom because I can't teach them, but if there's one person that I could help, is it easy for someone to become a mentor on the South Side?
Yeah, it could be easy. You just got to talk to the kids, you know. At the end of the day, the kid has to want it too, right? Yeah, at the end of the day, we are adults and they are children. So they want to listen to someone older than them. They want to tell, you know, someone to tell them positive things. You know, the gamers I talked to them as a youth, when they're by themselves, they wouldn't listen. They want to do anything to get out of the street. But when they're with a group of guys, their whole narrative changed. And so you just try to grab each one, you know, each one, teach one. And so just grab one and try to change his life and change his perception.
Sam Willis is our guest. He is Just Turkey is the name of his establishment on 38th in Chicago. The turkey bites you have to try. I had the Polish today. It was outstanding. I'm kind of eyeing a couple other entrees that I haven't had a chance to get into yet, but I will soon, I can assure you, because it's healthy food and it's good food. Sam, when somebody joins the lifestyle of a gang, let's just say, and I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be a gang, but when they make that change, when they decide in their lifestyle that they're going to, well, sell drugs or become a part of crime, how difficult is it to get them out of that when they're surrounded by, you know, if they get out of it, they're still living in the same neighborhood?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. You want to prevent it early. You know, like myself as an example, my dad is the leader of a gang.
Yes, he was.
And what I try to do is I did the opposite thing. So I played sports and did other things like that, so I wouldn't be subjected to those type of things. And so even though I come home, my dad is still the leader of a gang. You know, like I mentioned before, I love my dad.
Did you know that when you were a kid?
I didn't know that. My parents kept that away from me, and it was a good thing that they did. And so it was very, very good that they did. And, you know, so I chose a different way of life. You know, I chose sports, and I ended up going to college and doing a lot of different things and meet different people. And so, that helps as well, you know, just moving out of the area the way you grew up in and, you know, just changing your whole scenery and, you know, try to get a better opportunity for life.
As you look back, does your dad, as you think about his influence now, do you look at him as someone that steered you away from gang life? Was he very present in your life and making you sure that you didn't do what he did?
Yeah, actually, you know, my dad was, you know, I was fortunate to have my dad in my life all my life, and they kept it away from me. I didn't know who my dad really was.
Was he tough on you, though? Was he the guy that made sure you went to school? What was he?
Oh, yeah. And I needed that father figure in my life. He was very, very tough.
And he was in your life that way, huh?
Yeah, exactly. And so it was 17, I was like, man, Dad, you know, it was good to have that father figure. And so that's what we're missing in these kids' life, too, is a father figure, someone that they can look up to and be a positive role model for them.
Sam, as I mentioned, the severity and the sadness of a shooting like this today with a young man and a student athlete like this that appears, at least right now, I mean, we'll see how it plays, but to be an innocent victim, and he's fighting for his life right now. And if somebody was to say to you, Sam, how do we change this? One of the things you mentioned to me earlier today was there's too many young kids with guns.
Yes, and
not just guns, but guns that shoot, 30, 40 rounds.
Yes, I
don't know that how you can stop that, but it certainly, I think, it's something that people need to understand that there are 14 and 15 year olds that don't even know how to use a gun that have powerful guns.
Yes, how are they getting them? First, let's find out. Let's go to the how are they getting these guns?
How are they? What's your take on it?
I couldn't tell you, but how are they getting them? Is we have to find out how they're getting these guns. And so they're getting them from somewhere. And so it's terrible that these guns that shoot 30, you just pull the trigger one time and they shoot 30 times. Where they have police officers, frightened for their life. And so I can understand police being frightened for their life, but they also have to take a sense of the situation with Amir Lockett. You're kicking someone's house at 6:48 in the morning. He's sleeping under a cover. He don't know who it is, but he has a license to carry. And like we talked earlier today, that a lot of homeowners now have guns. And so if someone comes breaking your door at 6 o'clock in the morning, you think it's an intruder. So the first thing you're going to do to protect your family is grab your gun. And so we have a lot of homeowners now owning guns, and so we have to really take consideration of what's going on.
Yeah, it's a tough place to be, man. And I appreciate you, and I appreciate you coming on and shedding some light on it. And I look forward to coming over to Just Turkey again soon. I had more fun today sitting and visiting with you and the different people that came in the store. It was just so enlightening, but it was such cool, casual conversation. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it too. It's like barbershop talk.
Barbershop talk. Good way of putting it. Yeah. Yeah, we're just sitting around talking about life and, I know you. I remember you. That kind of stuff,
Yeah, exactly. And all walks of life come through. And, former athletes, everyone shows up. And so Mike Pettis and the Pettis family come through a lot. Terry Pettis.
Yeah.
We talked a lot about him. And, he's getting a lot of things, rest in his favor. He has a child now and things like that. So we have different topics of conversation every day. And everyone is welcome to Just Turkey, 3731 Chicago Avenue South, Minneapolis, Minnesota. I can be reached at 612-367-4061 is the phone number to the store. And everyone is welcome. Just Turkey, we're trying to prevent obesity in the urban community.
And it's working, man, and it is so good. Those turkey bites, get me some to go right now, and I'll come over after work. Sam, thank you. Appreciate you, and we'll talk soon.
All right, thanks a lot.
You bet. Sam Willis. So much fun to sit there with him and have these different people come in the store, and some of them I knew, and we'd sit and talk. And this is what I encourage you to do. I mean, you heard that conversation. Think about what he and I probably talked about right when we weren't on the radio. You can have the frank, tough conversation and ask all the questions you want of people that maybe are not like you or didn't grow up like you. You can do that. You really can. Now, I do it with Sam, and I do it with many others. But you do have to extend yourself out there, and you can't be afraid to sit down with them and say, look, I've got some questions. I've never had somebody say, I'm offended by that question or that makes me uncomfortable. They're more than willing to talk to you about it and educate you on what they knew and how they grew up and all those things. And you can educate them on how you grew up, too, and why you see the world the way that you do, too. It's a two-way street. It's got to be. Wolves coming up around the corner. Hammer and I will put a ribbon on this show when we come back.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders, Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.